Hi everyone, my name is Nick and I'm an addict. My clean date is 4/15/13. That's one of the most important things you're going to hear me say today. My story is not one of walking in off the streets and getting it. I had relapse after relapse after relapse because I was not willing to do what I was told. I didn't take suggestions and I still struggle with some of them. I mean, I'm not gonna get up here and say, yeah, I do everything I'm told. I have a head as hard as a rock, and there are times that I still frustrate the hell out of my sponsor with that, and our entire sponsorship family. So I mean, it's recovery. I mean, recovery has taught me a lot of things, and one of the things that I really believe in is. Actually, the theme of this picnic is unity. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on NA unity. Unity, without unity, I would be lost. I mean, I like to feel a part of. I like to be a part of. I don't like being out there by myself. I don't like the feeling of being alone. I like to be around people. And around people that are about something. Being out there using was not about being unified with anything other than myself. It was a very dark point in my life. It took me a while to get clean. And it sounds weird, but I wouldn't trade that because it taught me a lot about myself. It taught me what I can't do. And as somebody that always felt they were invincible and could do whatever they wanted, it really brought me back down to earth. I mean, it was not a pleasant experience. I was in a long-term relationship that was very unhealthy, and that certainly didn't help with the using. I mean, 12 years is a long time to spend with one person and then not be with them. But for my recovery, that is what is best, because I am not capable of maintaining a relationship without working on myself, because recovery has taught me that I have a part in what I've done, that it's not everyone's fault anymore. What I did was because I chose to do it, not because anyone forced me. I chose to go out and use substances of all sorts of types, and drugs weren't my only thing. Sex, gambling, you name it, I did it because it was fun while it lasted. I mean, and as soon as the random hookup was done or whatever else I was doing, it was that horrible empty feeling because I wasn't fulfilling whatever that need was. I wasn't filling that hole in myself. Out of all the types of service work that I've done, speaking is probably my least favorite. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. I guess people see things in me that I don't see in myself. I still have a very poor image of myself because of the years of degradation that I did to myself. I had, before I picked up a needle, a really good job. I lost that because of my addiction. I lost a lot of friends because of my addiction. My family didn't trust me because of my addiction and what I did to it and what I did to them. I'm my parents and a lot, and it just didn't feel good, but I had to do it to get what I wanted. What I wanted wasn't what I should have been doing. I mean, coming around the fellowship, I learned a lot from my sponsorship family about service work, and that's where I feel the most a part of now. I mean, going to my home group and helping opening up. I'm never there early enough to actually make coffee. There's like a race to get into the meeting, from the people that have keys to see who can get there the earliest so that they can be the one making the coffee. Our meeting starts at 8 o'clock. The coffee's on by 6. It's, like, insane. I mean, the people that open our home group have a real sense of pride in it. And that's a great feeling to have. I'm a little about my home group at times because it's not what it was when I joined. And there are times that I don't feel as good about it, but I mean, I've been there for a while now. I mean, they've taught me a lot about the steps and traditions. I mean, I'm selfish. I still am. I try and give back. I try and be there for people, but at the end of the day, I'm still self-absorbed. I am not cured. I am not fixed. I am a work in progress. But I know when I put my head down at night, as long as I do something for my recovery, that I'm getting a little bit better. In Unity, when I came around, I didn't understand the concept of what Unity was. I would look around and go, well, I'm nothing like that person, or I'm nothing like this person. The first meeting I went to and picked up a white key tag, it's just like, I am nothing like these people. What the hell am I even doing here? Let's just say the key tags after that one, because I was too focused on the differences. I wasn't from that part of town. I didn't do the drugs that those people did. I at that point, hadn't robbed from my family. I hadn't done a lot of things at that point. And I was too focused on the differences. I mean, I picked a home group at that point that was early enough on Friday night that I could go out and get wasted and be okay by Monday when I had to be back in group. I mean, it was not all about Unity then. It took a long time and a lot of using and a lot of having people around me that cared more about me than I did about myself to teach me things. I mean, because I didn't know anything coming in here. I mean, I had life experiences, but I didn't understand what living was about. I didn't understand that getting together with a group of people that aren't using whatever the substance is could be fun. I mean, I was around using for quite a while. I mean, I had I'll call them normal parents, loving, caring. They were together the whole time that I was growing up. They're still together. Sometimes I wonder why, but I mean, they've been together for a long time. They treated me very well as a kid. I didn't have everything I wanted, but I had everything I needed. And there's really no reason other than opportunity that I started using. I mean, my parents drank some. Nothing really problematic until much later. And I don't know. Oh. I mean, being around recovering people is what I do most of the time. It's not all that I do. I mean, as I said, I lost a job that I really liked and was good at because of my addiction. But because of that, I got to go out and try and find a new job, and one sort of fell into my lap where I actually get to help people. I mean, it's a whole lot different than running a grocery store. It's like, oh, you need milk, it's in aisle 13. But getting to help people that are actually in need and need help, it's a rather fulfilling feeling, and I don't feel as dead inside because I'm giving back to the community. I mean, having service commitments and realizing that I don't have to like everyone. I don't like a lot of people. But we all serve together. We all work together. And we have differences of opinion. But through practicing the 12 steps, 12 traditions, and 12 concepts, I mean, it's amazing what we can do. I mean, different committees around our areas and region, not everyone in those rooms get along. But at the end of the day, when the event starts, we all pull together and we get it done. That's part of the magic of this program. is being able to put aside differences and focus on why we're here. I'm here to get another day clean and to save my life. And so are most other people. Not everyone's motives are pure. But that's not for anyone to worry about. That's that person's problem. I mean, one thing I had to learn the hard lesson on is taking other people's inventories does not promote unity. Talking about other people with other people after you've taken somebody's inventory really does not promote unity. I mean, and those are hard-learned lessons, and I've been put in my place more than once because of doing things like that. And I mean, and yeah, it's mistakes. I don't learn from doing everything right. I learn from what I did wrong. Program, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be, I mean, I may still be alive, I don't know. But I wouldn't be productive. I wouldn't feel like I'm doing something that's worthwhile. I mean, going to meetings and seeing people come back from having just been out on a run, it hurts. And only after being around for a little while do I realize what kind of hell I put people through. And the torture and pain of caring about people and seeing them go in and out. I know I'm all over the place, and I apologize for that, but I guess I'm a little scattered. I mean, this program saved me. I care about it so much, and the people in it. I mean, I want to see everyone here get it. I know that they can. And I know it's not easy. I mean, I have a little bit of time put together, but there are still days that it's rough, and I'm not doing okay. And I don't reach out, and I don't talk to people. But I at least know that as long as I don't pick up, I have a new start tomorrow. And it's hard. Nothing in recovery so far has been like a cakewalk. I mean, it takes work. I mean, there are things that pop up, and a lot of it is my misconceptions of people. And I have like this magical power where I know what you're thinking about me, and it drives me nuts. I mean, being alone up here is not a happy place. It's a scary place because a crazy person lives there. I mean, there are so many things that I've learned about because I didn't understand that the whole let the group love you until you love yourself, because I came in and it's like, oh, I love that person, I'm going to go try and get with them. No, didn't go well. Trying to start a relationship with somebody that was in recovery that actually introduced me to my drug of choice didn't go well either. I mean, it got me to where I am today, so I guess it was a good thing in the long run, but that was an ugly road. I mean, one of my favorite things throughout the year, and I didn't get to do it this year, is the regional retreat. A bunch of people that I'm really close with were the S'mores group. And I mean, the retreat's magical all by itself, but getting to sit around that campfire at the end of the day and having everyone there comfortable enough to share openly and honestly about what's going on with them. I mean, I've dropped a few bombs there. And other people have. And it was a judgment-free zone. It was a place that I felt safe, a place that I feel comfortable. And I didn't get to do that this year. So I'm kind of down about that. But I mean, I was on Facebook, and there was talk about this event today, and it's like, I'll go to that. Had I known I would have been asked to speak, I probably wouldn't have, but but I mean, the rain didn't deter me. It's like, are we still going? And my friends were like, yeah, it's going to rain, but so. And I mean, and it's from going to events like this that it shows me that not just people in Pittsburgh recover. The fellowship is much bigger than just Pittsburgh, than just my home group, than just my area. And it's mind-boggling how this all works. How a long time ago they started with just a couple meetings in our region, and now we have over 600 and some. I mean, in before I was born is when the fellowship came into this into Western Pennsylvania, and just to see how it's grown in the time that I've been around, we've picked up a bunch of meetings in my area. I mean, we've picked up areas. I mean, it's that getting everyone together for events like this is what unity's about. I mean, we don't have to get along, but we are all here to love each other. And I'm Nick, and I'm an addict. Thank you.